Friday, the fourth week of Lent, the Book of Wisdom, chapter 2, verse 1 and 12 to 22. The godless say to themselves with their misguided reasoning, "Let us lie in wait for the virtuous man, since he annoys us and opposes our way of life." From time to time, I hear someone speak disparagingly of another person as a do-gooder. I've always found this to be a curious complaint, and I often reply, well, it could be worse, they could be a do-harmer. There is, as the writer of Wisdom forensically observes, something deeply offensive to aspects of fallen man about goodness. It is as if someone else's virtue is a deliberate and calculated rebuke to our spiritual inertia or failure. We find it hard to rejoice in other people's goodness. And here the writer of Wisdom observes the extreme reaction of wickedness to the phenomenon of the good man. He resents it. He militates against it. It rankles. Who does he think he is? He complains about the holier-than-thou object of his envy and his mounting wrath. I bet, put to the test, he would reveal himself as fallible and pathetic as the rest of us. Let's trap him, test him, examine him, torture it out of him. And so wickedness proceeds apace as envy and self-justification rip into the presenter of goodness. It is the test that Satan runs on Job. It is the same examination he will make of Christ. What begins as mere bad-mouthing, word-twisting, resentment-fueling, hate-provoking, ends in the torture chambers, ends in tyranny and in the death camps. It is the familiar pattern of Satan's modus operandi, the furious jealousy of the fallen angels for the destiny of man, with which the fool cooperates in his folly and to his eternal loss. Choose sides. Celebrate the good. Refrain from envy. Today's spiritual exercise. Think of someone you really don't like. It's hard to choose, I know. And then think of something that is good about them. And pray for them.